Hi, good people. This Technofist Consult. We are this podcast channel to provide support in all technological issues, especially the use of computer and its accessories and other softwares to help you easily and freely use computers to do your work and also to solve other issues. We all know in this modern world, we cannot do without technology. So at least this channel is here and available for you all to access freely and also to study and to get equipped with the IT related issues and other tutorials and trainings to equip you and help you also in your day-to-day activities and at workplaces. Well, today we are most concerned with the use of computer and its maintenance. We all know for you to use computer to do our various works, especially like web designing, graphic designing, architecture, account work, and the likes that I cannot mention all. We need computer to do it and to do it efficiently. But before that, you must get a good computer. And when I say a computer, it's a computer that functions and help you execute your work more effectively. When we see a basic computer or a laptop, you know, when you power it on, that's pressing the switch button, the computer will have to take a time and boot. Then after that, the machine will be ready for use. But we don't really consider what help this computer to boot successfully. Well, today our concern is on the hardware devices that help computer to boot successfully and how we can also maintain these hardwares to save costs and to save these hardwares from damaging, so that at the end you will not be able to achieve what you wish to achieve with the computer. Well, for the start, for you to power on a computer or a laptop, at first, you must get a power source, and it is always important for a computer also to get a universal power supply, that's a UPS or a stabilizer, to stabilize the power activities, especially for those who are in Africa. Sometimes we get high power voltage and others which may harm our computer. So when you have powered your computer and you have plugged or you have switched on your power adapter switch, everything is on, then you are now about to press the power button on your computer. For those with personal computer, I mean the desktop and monitor and keyboard, you need to press on the switch on the monitor and also on the system unit. For us who use laptop, you have to press the switch on the laptop. That's all. You don't need to on any monitor on the laptop. Well, when you press the machine on, then we wait and the machine will take a time to boot. But my concern is on how you turn off the machine, because already for us to power a machine on, always it means the machine will be off, so that you power it on. But for how to turn off the machine, I think it's also a problem for us, because some of us, we just after we are done with using the computer, we just switch off the main switch, or we just remove the power cables from the switch, just like that, and we will see the machine will go off accidentally. without it properly shutting down and saving other important documents. And this can also harm your computer and its devices, especially for the hard drive in your computer, those who use the personal computer, similar as the laptop. Also, the board can also go off and get misfunction. So for us to turn off a computer, we must make sure our work documents, everything that we do with the computer, is properly saved. Then we go on the start button, you press the start button, then from there you click on shutdown, or you press a shortcut keys on the keyboard, that's the Alt key plus the F4 key. Then a menu will pop up so that you select shutdown. This when we do, even if we have forgotten that we have some document that we have not saved, the computer will take its time properly and save all those documents, and this will make also the computer to shut down properly, and at the end there will be no harm to the computer. But if you try and remove the cables just from the power source, just like that, for our computer to turn off, or we just press the power key on the computer to turn off just like that, then you may not get the computer again next time for us to do the work that we want to use the computer to do. Well, also on maintenance of the computer, one thing I will say is computer is a machine and also does not work with dust. So wherever our computer is placed, in our office, in our home, at schools, or anywhere, we must make sure there is no dust, and also there is no heat around where the computer is. For those we use personal computer, we must clean our keyboards to prevent dirt entering the keyboard. Normally when the dirt enters the keyboard, it also causes some keys not to function. That's similar with the laptops. When we let dirt enter the laptop's keyboard, it makes some keys not also to malfunction. And one thing too I will say is, I've said computer. We have the laptop and we have the desktop. Someone may ask, why should I use that laptop over a desktop? Or why should I use a desktop over a laptop? Well, desktops are meant for any work, as laptop also are meant for any work. But there are differences here. For example, in terms of cost, laptops both cost higher depending on the specs. But for desktop, if you have set up an office or a school or something where the place is permanent, then I think you may prefer a desktop. But for laptop, because you can move from one place to another easily and you can work where there is no light, that's why we also prefer laptops. But in terms of upgrading also, with desktop you can easily change your hard drive or upgrade your size of the hard drive and also the RAM, and even the video card, you can upgrade it for those who like games. But for laptops, you can upgrade only the hard drive and the RAM. It is difficult for you to upgrade the VGA of the laptop, I mean the graphics of the laptop and other stuffs. And for laptops too, it is expensive in upgrading as compared to desktop. Okay, another issue I will also talk about for those especially who are not more into computer but wish to use computer. It's how to use a computer. You know, in a computer school, you are normally taught of the basic stuffs like the click, the right click, the left click, the window key, the shortcut keys on the keyboard, and how to turn a computer on and off, and the maintenance of the computer. But someone who is not, or who is not well known in computer usage, I mean illiterate in computer, may think when he or she goes to a computer school, he will be taught everything from A to Z. I think that's not possible. That's why some of us, we are here to help you. So, in using a computer, basically, I think you must be able to be comfortable in you using or moving around the mouse. Then from there, the main usage of the mouse, the left click and the right click, the importance of the left click and the importance of the right click. Well, I always tell my student that with computer, it's just about the use of the mouse, because the right click brings option of anything that you click on. Let's say if you click on a desktop, you right click on a desktop, it brings what you can do with the desktop. Anything which is not in the list of the right click, when you right click in the list that appears, it means you cannot use that thing that you right click on to do. For example, if there is a folder on a desktop and you right click, all the options that comes, it means these are the options that you can use the particular folder for. And one thing which is important also is when you right click a folder or any file, the first option on top, normally it is being bolded. That first option, it also means that when you double click using the left mouse or the left side of the mouse, when you use it to double click, it means that option will be executed. Let's say with some, let's say a music file, you may right click and you may see play boldly written on top. It means when you double click using the left mouse, the music file will start or begin to play. Same with folder, you right click and the first option you see on top is open, which means if you double click using the left mouse, then the folder will automatically open. And the left side of the mouse, too, if you click it one, it means you are selecting something. If you click and you use your hands to drag, then it means whatever you click on, maybe you are dragging, or you are creating, or you are extending something. So I think for computer, the basic or the important or the core function rely on the mouse, on the use of the mouse. So you must monitor and you must learn how to use the mouse properly. The left click and the right click, as I said earlier, the right click brings any option that you can use a file to do. Everywhere that you might think you must right click on a computer, the options that pops up are the options that you can use that particular place where you right click exactly to do. So this episode one, thank you all for listening to this episode. We are here to bring you more and more, so stay tuned. Thank you. Bye.